Hey, Holly. This is Chelsea. Are you busy? Holly glanced at Bridget with a surprised look on her face. She knew who Chelsea was. She was a senior who was heavily involved with the school board and all things political at school. Holly was pretty sure she wanted to be president of the United States someday. But why she'd be calling Holly on a weekend day made no sense to Holly. It wasn't like they ran in the same circles. She must have gotten Holly's number from someone else, because Holly was sure she'd never given it to her.
Sure. What's up?
Holly asked. Holly was more than curious why Chelsea was calling her. Intrigued, she watched Bridget continue to shop as she listened.
I was talking to the teachers who deal with student government after school on Friday, Chelsea began. They told me they hadn't had anyone come forward as a real contender for junior class president. I mean, they told me they had one, but he was kind of a joke. And the others?
She let her voice trail off. Anyway, I told them I'd try to find a real contender, and you're the one who came to mind.
Are you serious?
Holly gasped. She'd never even considered trying out for something like class president. It wasn't like she was all that much into political stuff anyway. She was content to let others make the school decisions, and she'd just live with them. Could she really handle all of that? And more importantly, did she even want to? It wasn't something she'd ever given any thought to.
Of course I am. You'd be perfect. Everyone knows who you are. You're really great at problem solving, and you always jump in when you're needed. I still remember the way you took over the school paper drive to help Mrs. Hargreaves after she was in that car accident, and all those kids were standing around waiting for an adult to show up.
Holly had a feeling Chelsea had prepared ahead of time for this conversation. Either that, or she knew how to be convincing naturally. Not that Holly was inclined to do what she was asking, but it was still an interesting thought, one she'd never really considered before.
I don't know, Holly said. I mean, I know nothing about student government and what would be expected of me. There was a hint of worry building within her. What if she was elected but was terrible at it? She'd hate to let everyone down. Holly wasn't a big risk taker, and this seemed like a big risk. She'd always felt that sometimes it was better to leave things to those who knew what they were doing and stay out of it.
Honestly, it's not really that hard, Chelsea said. You get out of class a couple times a month. You help make decisions when it comes to school dances, fundraisers, you know, things like that. And that's all you really have to do. But you can also get involved if you see a problem that affects the student body, specifically your class. If there are issues or concerns, you bring those up with the principal or whoever would be appropriate. She sighed. It may sound like a lot, but really it isn't. Holly stood there with the phone in her hand, thinking about what Chelsea was saying. She knew there had been a number of times she wished she had a little more influence around school, so that she could change a few things, like having healthier snack options at lunch. She liked a good greasy burrito as much as the rest of her classmates did, but sometimes she wished there was an option for a salad or something lighter. Their lunch menu seemed like it hadn't changed since 1987. Some of the food was so prepackaged and full of preservatives, she wouldn't be surprised if a few of the things had actually been made in 1987 when the high school had opened.
"Can I think about it?" she asked.
This wasn't something she was just going to agree to without fully considering it. There was a lot to mull over.
"Sure," Chelsea said brightly. "But if you don't mind, I'm going to mention your name to Mr. Norris. He's the one who oversees the junior class, and he's really stressed about the fact that at this point, Crewe Wallace is the only person who has shown any interest in running for the office. There have been a few other people who have said they might run, but so far, they haven't said anything to Mr. Norris."
Holly knew who Crewe was. He was one of the kids who liked to wear all black and listen to music that had a bunch of growling and screaming in it. She wondered what his platform would be and what his motive for running was.
"You need to let them know your final decision by the end of the day Monday," Chelsea said. "That's the deadline to have your name put on the ballot for the election. I hope you do it. You could really make a difference. Whether you realize it or not, adults listen to you." Holly promised she'd consider it before hanging up. She didn't think she had as much sway as Chelsea made it sound, but she also didn't have any trouble talking to the teachers. Plus, she wasn't sure what kind of class president Crewe would be. He was known for his attitude and hate-filled music, so she could only imagine what kinds of changes he might try to make. What if he decided that the prom should be done all in black?